This week on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Oh my God, bro.
Imagine coming out of amnesia and you see a ring light.
Amnesia.
What's amnesia? What's the one where they put you under?
Anesthesia.
What's amnesia?
Are we in, Sivsox listeners, viewers, gooners? So Michael Blauson, I'm going to Coachella this weekend. Of course, your classic LA fuck a la boy. I waited till the last second. I waited till the last second everything. I'm a very week of guy.
Yeah.
And I was looking on Airbnb for some prices.
Okay.
Places to stay.
Yes.
Almost every hotel is sold out.
Of course.
Sold out. Here's a photo of a trailer. A literal trailer. For four nights. Do you want to guess how much it is to stay there?
For four nights?
Four nights. Four nights in a giant aluminum tub.
I'm going to go with $500 a night.
Let's go ahead and reveal the price. Four nights.
$12,000. Absolute.
Two bedrooms, though. Two bedrooms.
Bitch, stop it. Dude, for $12,000, I can get a new fucking gallbladder.
You can get a Kia Optima.
Buddy.
You just parked your car next to that. You might as well do that.
Are you in fucking insane?
What are you missing out on? The meth? Does Hank Hill come with this bitch?
$12,000 to be in the first scene of Breaking Bad. Are you fucking kidding me?
$12,000 to live like a tweaker.
This is insane.
$12,000.
The audacity.
But,
and the crazy,
but scroll down.
He's going to get
free cancellation. Yeah, man. You know what's crazy? You can sleep in the night and somebody can drive away with you in it. You can get home napped.
Hold on. I'm so dumb. Two bedrooms, three beds.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. They put like three Nike shoeboxes on the ground and be like, that's
you
a queen?
You can sleep in that. Yeah. You're like, I'm not a ferret. I don't know. I can't.
Okay, so I see this the other night and I immediately start panicking. If I go, okay, if a trailer is $12,000, let's see what some of the houses are. No.
I'm going to cover my eyes. I still just want to yell $12,000 for a fucking trailer.
Trailer. I think you could go on Facebook Marketplace and just buy a trailer and hitch it to your Prius and just set that bitch up.
Yeah, this is astronomical, dude. First of all, in this economy, dude, gas is $7 and you're going to charge a motherfucker $12,000 to sleep. I mean,
that's probably not even gas included.
Fuck.
So, Alex, can you give us the details on this one before we...
Can I look up?
Let me know how many beds. Okay, so now I started tapping around, and I didn't set a price range on anything just because I wanted to see all my options. This one is quite a nice house, 12 bedroom.
You said how many bedrooms?
12. Freak off, Diddy mode.
Hold on.
This was on the island.
12 bedrooms?
Dude,
is this for the Orlando Magic? What is going on?
Well, Indio, like Coachella Valley. I would imagine like you can get some good real estate for your buck out there. So a lot of people make their money just move to the desert.
Who needs 12 bedrooms? This is an apartment building.
I don't know. Nick Cannon.
Okay. Yeah. For all his children.
Okay. So for four nights, same thing.
18 bedrooms. I'm sorry. 18 beds.
Yeah.
Four nights. I mean, dude, if a trailer is $12,000, this has got to be $70,000.
Let's go ahead and show the price. $230,000. A literal Lamborghini. You could buy the land of Coachella for the same price. Like, how do you even explain that to your bank account? Hey, Chase Bank, let me get a quarter mil and then some.
Dude, you can't, because, hold on. So 18 beds, let's go with 18 people are staying there. Can you do the math?
Yeah.
What is $230,000 divided by 18? hey, you want to come to a Jaquela? Dude, I would fucking love to, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to Venmo request.
Yeah, what's the Venmo?
$17K.
No, no, no. He goes, Venmo. He goes, bitch, this a wire transfer. We need fucking
Western.
You gotta
go to Western Union.
Yeah.
It's like $12,700.
Per person?
Per person.
Jesus.
12 for 4 nights.
For 18 people, yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
So I'm like frantic. I'm freaking out. I'm tapping all over. Okay, so let's go to the next one. So, okay, so this one's 13 bedroom, 13 beds.
Okay.
Yeah.
13 bedrooms, 13 beds.
This one looks nice. This one looks kind of like a resort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it looks like a Hilton.
Literally.
All right, what is it, 13? I mean, dude, if that one was 230K, I mean, I don't know.
A fucking all right, bull bladder? All right,
$237,000.
We're saving some money here. 219K flat for 4 nights.
Who?
That's not even including the cleaning service.
Who's going there, dude?
Dude, I literally think this is for like the headliners. Like Justin Bieber and his camp are probably like, what about this one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is when like Warner Music is paying for your shit. Dude, 219.
Dude, that's the mortgage on these places.
I mean, the baby would be like, I can't do this.
The baby?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said a baby.
No, I mean, a baby too. A baby couldn't do this
either.
Throw
him in the pool.
I mean,
please
dude.
Don't.
Dude, $219,000. But you're right. This is the mortgage. Can you do one more math for me, Alex? Can you do 219 divided by 12? Because this is probably the mortgage in 4 nights.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's why these people, they for this weekend, weekend two, and Stagecoach, they just list their home. They just fuck off for like a month, and then they have real estate people rent it out for them. They're making much money by just having property out there. That might be the investment move out there.
I mean, I think it's
get a timeshare.
18,250.
I mean, bro, the 13 bedroom, 13, maybe the mortgage is more than 18, but like you're almost covering your yearly nut. Hey now, your yearly nut in fucking 4 nights. Yeah.
Literally.
All right. Should we do this?
Do you want to go here?
No.
No.
I'm saying let's buy a home.
Oh, yeah, literally.
And just fucking do stiff stocks out of there.
Well, we could just like rent it out to people.
Yeah,
like, but the month of April, you gotta fuck off.
Good.
So
like, you know that show like Selling Sunset?
Yeah.
On Netflix.
I've
like,
heard.
They have like a bunch of like people that like a bunch of their real estate agents own homes in the Coachella Valley.
For
and
this.
They just like rent it out during Coachella because that pays for your entire year. But usually like who rents these huge houses, like Adidas is doing an Adidas party.
Oh.
So they're going to buy this house and you can party there and then stay the night or whatever.
God damn it, dude.
So there's like one or two more I want to show you. And then I want to just talk some more about this from what I saw. I think even there was a hotel. I think it was like a Marriott or a Residence Inn type thing. And the price for 4 nights was like eight or 9K, which is still like, God damn.
For a hotel, like a regular one?
Hotel. When you go to check out, it breaks it down per night. It was like Thursday night was $2,000. Friday night, which is prime, was $4,000 a night. Saturday was like $2,000. And then the Sunday night, which a lot of people just either go home or aren't there, was $600.
This is like the Kelce market. Like this is like, yeah.
It's just supply and demand. If everybody's trying to book that Friday, like.
I will say Airbnb does it automatically. When I was renting my place out, it was like, great. Because it would like, whatever. If there's demand, it would go up.
Yeah.
No.
This one blew my mind because look at this.
Tent
not included. Motherfucker, you can pay to be homeless.
Okay, hold on.
Grass. You could do this anywhere. You could do this behind a Ralph's. You could do this in an underpass.
So you're renting, overpass, you're renting a piece of yard.
Yeah, but like so is a dog. Like who's to say that you get this cubic feet? Tent not included.
Oh, you're right.
The audacity to be like, hey, here's a photo of tent, but you don't get it.
How big? Does it say
grass.
How big? How big's the square footage of where you're saying? That's crazy.
Okay, so let me guess this. 4 nights in a tent.
I like it says one bedroom, one bed.
Yeah, you can't know. It's zero bedroom, zero bath. Zero, like, there's no fucking bathroom. You got to go to Piggly
Wiggly
right to
you.
Fucking
it's in
shit.
It's in the photo.
Oh, shit.
That's your bidet back there.
Yo, that would be fun.
But like,
dude, sitting on a fountain.
But it's so funny.
Yo,
it's like Airbnb. It's like, hey, your check-in details. Also, yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah,
day of you get your check-in details. So when you arrive, that's it. Hey, what's the cleanup? What's the lockbox code?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, what's the check-in time? Oh, when the sun rises.
Bro, you could just do this anywhere. Park. Hey, right here.
I mean, dude, the audacity, because this is someone's front or backyard. This is fucking crazy. Yeah.
So, all right. So four nights. What do you think?
Four nights.
No, and it's
included?
Not included. Okay. It's just four nights of grass.
A piece of grass.
Mm.
All right. I got to get one of these right. I'm going to go $4,000.
This is the biggest bargain of all of them. $360.
Honestly? Not bad.
But you're paying money to live like a homeless person.
I mean, buddy, but if you're a camp person and you already got the camping gear and you don't give a fuck about sleeping outside and stuff, like, but this is not bad.
Couldn't you do this for free?
Goddamn. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Blaustein is on a stand-up comedy tour. Isn't he always on a comedy tour? Yeah. Okay, fine. You got me. All right? Let me tell you a secret, though. Everything's freaking sold. I love you guys so much. There's a few dates that have a little bit of tickets left. So May 8th, the second Vancouver show, very limited tickets. Charlotte on May 29th through the 31st. There's only one show still available. June 27th, we added a Juliet, Illinois show. That one's almost sold. We just announced the Atlantic City, New Jersey show on July 25th. That is freaking moving and grooving. And we the fourth Wilbur is almost sold. October 9th, the fourth Wilbur is almost sold. That is the final one. We can't add anymore. So go get tickets before you cannot. Also, big announcement, April 14th, guys, April 14th. Keep your freaking eyes open, okay? Because the new tour with like 25 new cities are being announced that day. So be on the lookout. Be the first in line. Love you guys. BlauComedy.com, BlauComedy.com. On to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at Lumi Gummies. Let me hip to you to some game. Okay, imagine if edibles just made you feel good instead of too high. Okay, that is why I freaking love Lumi Gummies, okay? You guys have been listening to the show long enough. You know I have no talents for anything, dude. If I lick the top of anything, I'm super duper high. But that's why Lumi Gummies are incredible for me. I use them right before I go to sleep. I use them right before. I use them all the time on tour because I cannot sleep after doing all these shows, all the freaking other energy drinks. And then I'm sitting in the freaking hotel and I can't sleep. But these Lumi Gummies just put me right out. And they just get me the perfect amount of freaking high, dude. It's consistent, mellow, and super delicious. Dude, Lumi Gummies are specifically designed to make you feel good, okay? Not stoned. Whether you're looking for an end-of-day de-stressor, a midday mood boost, or help getting the best sleep ever, Lumi Gummies has a strand that's right for you. So, if you want to jump into some Lumi Gummies, which you should, Lumi Gummies are available nationwide, okay? Go to LumiGummies.com. That is L-U-M-I Gummies.com and use our code SOCKS to get 30% off your first order. Again, that's L-U-M-I Gummies.com, code SOCKS, LumiGummies.com, code SOCKS.
Goddamn.
I don't think so. Not if like this is proper. I think this is like owned by someone. Yeah, I don't think you can just camp out.
You think it's like their legit backyard?
Yeah, bro. You can't camp. Yeah.
It's probably an Airbnb in the house, and then they have the backyard.
I mean, honestly, bro, what you do. You sell the backyard. You sell the garage. You sell the driveway.
Could you imagine? For parking?
I'm whoring my house out like I'm fucking Bonnie Blue's manager. Bro, I'm the front door, $12,000.
Could you imagine? If you spent $230,000 to get a house and in the front yard, there's like 19 of these people because the fucking Airbnb did the front yard too, I would take out a fucking, just a gun.
It might get off. I mean, like, dude, when you get close to some of these stadiums in town, like the SoFi and all that, everyone rents their front yard out for parking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see why people aren't doing something equivalent to that.
Dude,
like the front yard.
Dude, I've thought about when the Olympics come here.
Yeah.
I'm be like, bro, cool. $90,000 for my apartment for a week.
Yeah. Well, people just said their price is so goddamn high and they just kind of hope, you know, it's like if nobody buys in, great. We probably already paid off this house 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But somebody does, you're like, here's $8,000 for free.
Yeah. I mean, to Alex's point, that makes the most sense. It's like, if you have a business that need it, then you can go, cool. $210,000. Yeah. Like you just, because all you're doing is like, so Adidas or whoever is paying for like kind of like a location fee.
Dude, it's
not like to sleep.
It's incredible because also the locals who live here want to get the fuck out of there when it's festival season.
Yeah.
Because everything is congested. And everyone's walking around with neon bikinis hold on, I'm back in. Everyone's walking around with, like, you know, their meat out, dressed like Borat, going to these festivals, rolling tits, and you're like, I literally just want to get a case of Gatorades at the store, and this is running amok. So you probably want to get out of there. So you're paying for a staycation to go to, like, Joshua Tree or some shit.
Right, and you're just getting the fuck out of there. I mean, yeah, because, dude, I am fucking retired. I play golf every day, and now I got to deal with people on just E trying to eat my grass. Get out of here. This is literally just like just festival zombies. Dude,
so funny.
Dude, I cannot believe these prices.
Yeah.
They're so astronomical. I'm like, are these real? Of course, you screenshot them yesterday. But that's so crazy.
You know what's funny? So tap around. So since this campsite in India where it says tent not included, since there's nothing to show, like a normal Airbnb would have photos, it just has photos of people having fun. They're like, yeah, this is what your setup is going to be. This looks like Silver Lake. You're paying money to live homeless.
Bro.
You're spending money to be less fortunate.
This literally looks like Dick's Sporting Goods with no roof.
Bro, go to Dick's.com. Actually, pause, don't. They're probably renting out their store too.
Yo, what is their fucking website? Sir?
Dick's.com.
Is Dick's?
Dick's.com.
Is it Dick's.com?
Should I say it a third time?
I got it.
It's got to be Dick's.com.
It's not. It's Dick's Sporting Goods. As soon as you type in Dick's, it just goes DicksSportingGoods.com, like, quickly.
It goes to what.com?
If you type in, like, Dick's, it just goes DicksSportingGoods.com. Like,
type in Dick's.com.
So they own it. They own Dick's.com, but the actual website is DicksSportingGoods.com.
Smart.
Dude, how much fucking money did they spend on Dicks.com? I mean, we're talking $1 million.
More.
You think so?
That's such a big porn website. That's like Hooters buying boobs.com.
Did they?
I don't know.
Oh.
So they have so little things to show for this campsite that they just start showing people at a bar. Where is this? Is that a crosswalk guard giving out drinks?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What even is this? Is this in the backyard? But it's so funny because they don't have a living room to show. So they're like, just here's a couple guys boozing. This could be you.
Also, where did they go for these pictures?
I don't know,
did they go back in the past? I don't even understand.
I think these are just random guys. They just went on Google and typed in, like, camping bros.
This looks like they're fucking, like, waiting for the Fluffy show to start.
Yeah, but, like, it's just so funny to me that since it's grass, they have nothing to show. They're like, what if we just get people having fun?
I would have someone mowing it. Like, I would mow in the grass, put some fertilizer down, bugs. So it's nice. Yeah, bugs.
People tanning.
Yeah.
It's just, man, it's insane. Every year, this festival gets more and more expensive, and they're just because they can.
At what point are we as a society just going to revolt? It's going to happen. You're going to get to a point where they're going to be like, oh, man, eggs are $17. Okay, how about they're not? Or we'll shoot this fucking Ralph's up. Like, at some point, we're going to market correct because we're going to stop using it. Like, we're just going to be like, cool, I guess we're not going to get eggs anymore. I guess we're not going to go to Coachella
anymore. What's an example of that in the past?
I mean, I think ticket prices in general.
Well, the thing is,
ticket buying is down because ticket prices are so fucking expensive.
Yeah. Well, if you book all this in advance, like a normal person, unlike me, then the tickets for Coachella are, like, I don't know, $300, $400. Then you can probably book an Airbnb and it'll still be somewhat. I think people set April to be really high.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Months and months out. But, like, dude, week of where a festival of over 100,000 people are going to be, like, yeah, I'm sending that bitch crazy high. And in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to wait till last second. I'm going to wait till, like, the day before.
Yeah.
That's what I did last year. I just waited until, like, 2 days before when somebody didn't get any bites and they're like, they keep lowering it. It's like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, did I tell you last year I booked one? And then the guy messaged me and he goes, hey, so the location on the map isn't really where it's at, but it is, like, it's only like 10 minutes away.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you. And then I was like, okay, well, I don't want to do it. He goes, well, you got to go through Airbnb to, like, refund. I'm like, no, you do it.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
Guy.
You literally lied to me.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Alex, it's exactly what I wanted you to do. Are you going to do?
When is Coachella?
10th.
April 10th to the 7th.
Well, dude, I was going to ask you whenever you're done with this, I was going to ask you to do 2027 to see if.
Oh.
Well, no, go. I want to see what's available.
Look at this, 4-bed.
9. But isn't that insane that we're like, oh, 9K, a steal?
Yeah. $3,000 a night. To stay at any hotel, that's $3,000 a night. Yeah,
that's the Ritz.
Yeah. If that.
Oh, here's a campsite.
campsite for about 1,400
photos
bucks.
Are hilarious. I mean, she put this on her Instagram story and drew this.
Actually, not a bad spot.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. It's like the closer you get.
I mean, $88,000 for three nights.
Three nights or a BMW M3. Loaded, heated seats. Look at that top one up there, 164K.
It's four, too.
Yeah.
I'm just going to how many beds it has, because then you're like, all right, 23 beds divided by whatever.
This is actually the sickest house. That place is the sickest thing.
I mean, dude, it's a fucking Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
But that's why
hold on, guys. The people that are listening, there's a golf course kind of sort of in the back. There's a full tennis court. Dude, this is where I want to live.
This is why people move out here. You just get so much land and then you just customize the fuck out of it.
Can you please click on the picture with the golf course? Like, it's like a what is it called? A pitch
like
and
a par three.
Can you zoom in? Dude, that's crazy.
That's awesome. It's also 148 degrees. Every day, the sun is an air fryer.
This is the dumbest question I've ever said. It's like, it's crazy hot there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is it crazy hot there now? No, right?
It's like fine, I think,
it's
right now.
It's getting there.
It's getting hot.
Fuck. Look at that!
This is your dream home.
This is literally my dream home. Oh, my God.
Well, I hope they have a lot of flights out of Palm Springs, because Mikey B. moving there.
Mikey B. moving
there. This looks like a park. Oh, this one's valid for that price.
This looks so fun, dude.
We should go here.
Oh, my God.
We should rent this out, not when it's Coachella time. They're like, what the fuck do you mean? We live here. Leave. And you're like, 200 a night.
Yeah, come on.
So maybe some of these 200,000 ones haven't got rented, but like I saw these and I just started sweating immediately. Because I keep putting, I put shit off my entire life. I'm like, oh, I'll get to it. And then I'm looking at it the other night and we're just sitting there like, so what the fuck do we do?
Dude, 100.
Yeah, bro, I got to take out a loan so I can see Justin Bieber.
I had to call Chase Bank to see if I get a good APR.
Yeah, so I think they're slowly coming down on, what is this?
This is in October. It's only 10 grand.
And how much is that one usually?
We just said it was like 100 and something for Coachella.
That is insane, dude. The markup is insane.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gents, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know them. You guys love them. We do too. BetterHelp is incredible. As you guys know, on the Sip Socks podcast, we are a big proponent here for therapy. We would be lost, freaking up the creek without a paddle, dude. I mean, therapy for me just makes me a better person, a better boyfriend, a better brother, just a better human being, okay? You know, you've been listening to the show a while, dude. I freak out all the time, but I'm telling you, I'm just more in control of my emotions because of therapy. So, I mean, couldn't recommend therapy more. And BetterHelp is a great avenue to go to if you're trying to seek therapy. Dude, therapy, with BetterHelp, you can take it from the comfort of your own home. Okay? You know, I got to freaking dress up. You could, hey, let me tell you something. You can do it with no pants on. I don't recommend it, but you can. You can be on your own couch. No weird couch in some weird office. No traffic, dude. Comfort of your own home in front of a computer screen. And you can get a licensed therapist. That is incredible. And if you don't like them for whatever reason, BetterHelp can help you find the one that just works perfectly for you. And we all know about stress, dude. 2026, I mean, the spirit animal of 2026 is stress, okay? All types of stress. Financial stress affects everybody, okay? Financial stress affects far more than our bank accounts, okay? You know, it can take a serious toll on mental health and relationships, with 88% of Americans feeling some sort of financial stress at the start of 2026. Dude, money worries often bring anxiety, sleep disruptions, and even depression, okay? So again, jump on that BetterHelp bandwagon, okay? It can help you deal with all this anxiety, all this financial stress. It's just an incredible outlet to help you get a hold of your anxiety, depression, sadness, anything that you're incurring because of all this stress. So again, when life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That is betterhelp.com/socks. Go find balance.
Goddamn. Yeah, man. So if you see me doing rain bet ads to pay for this weekend, don't fucking yell at me. Just kidding. I'm not. Who gives a shit?
I mean, it's just not worth it.
No.
It's just not. All I mean, this. None of this is worth it.
To get drunk and see people you see at Barney's Beanery.
also see Justin Bieber on a fucking TV screen. Yeah. You're not gonna be close enough to see him anyways.
Yeah. It's unreal.
Unreal, dude. I don't know. Maybe I don't get it.
It is a fun
experience.
I've never
been to one of these things, but is it that fun?
Are you gone next weekend? Or the weekend of it?
When is it?
The
April 10th.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in motherfucking Seattle or something.
Cancel it.
Yeah, cancel it. Fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna be out of town. I would love to go. Like, dude, to see like giving on to people like that, I would freak out.
It's just a fun 3 days where you just kind of let loose a little bit and just kind of fucking, you don't even, it's cool because you're like, I don't even know who this person is, but let's give him a shot.
Yeah. Young Thug. I'm on Adderall. I haven't slept in 17 hours. It's not even a long time.
It's like every day.
I know. It's not even a long time at all, man. Yeah. Dude, I'm sure it's fun. I'm sure it's so, so fun. I mean, obviously, there's 100,000 people that come here.
Yeah.
I mean, a coach, but dude, if they are, let me say this. If a house is calling for 130K, how much do you think Justin Bieber is calling for? Sick. I need 7 mil.
Probably. Is there anything on that? How much Justin Bieber's getting paid?
There's got to be. In and around. I mean, these, because if 100,000, like, I mean, let's do math real quick. If 100,000 people are coming and you say, what, $400 for a ticket?
I think so, yeah.
That's $40 million. I probably could have done that math by myself.
Highest paid headliner in Coachella history, earning $10 million.
Who?
Or $5 million per weekend.
Oh, it's 2 weekends?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, a cool 10 mil.
And do you think he sees that and is like, oh, hell yeah. Or he's like, we should have gone for 20. Like, a man of that stature and amount of money.
Well, as far as I know, he was not doing great financially for a second, so I don't know where. I mean, dude, he sold his catalog.
Yeah, I heard he was like.
Yeah, he wasn't doing great. But the funny thing is, his wife is also a billionaire, so he's fine. Isn't that funny?
He has to know like Haley's like last name to get into her account, so it might be tough.
Oh yeah, he has no idea what her fucking birthday is. She's like, "Honey, it's my birthday." Oh fuck. It is interesting though, like that Haley Bieber. Very successful businesswoman.
Is she richer than him?
Oh, by a lot. That's what's so funny. Like, by a lot, bro. She sold her rave or rev, whatever, fucking, for like over $1 billion. So I don't know what percentage she owned. But even if.
Fuck.
I know. Can you look that up whenever you're like.
So, how is he doing bad with money? He just was spending a crazy amount?
I think.
Buddy, go on tour.
I think that was also the problem. I think he was dealing with a lot of stuff. I didn't think he wanted to go on tour. I think he was like not going on tour.
For $1 billion in May of 2020.
$1 billion, bro.
How much did he sell his catalog for?
With some reports suggesting that she's not. Okay. So she. So the estimation from fucking Gronk or whatever the hell we're looking at right now is Hailey Bieber 300 mil from her. $1 billion acquisition of Rode Beauty. And then Justin's is 200 million to 300.
Can you see how much he sold his catalog for?
200 to 300. I think he was like
that's low for him, no?
I don't know, man. I don't know how much like catalogs
his go catalog?
For. Yeah.
Like he doesn't own any of it anymore?
Maybe he owns some of it, but I don't know if it's full catalog, but like definitely some of it. For 300 mil. I mean, dude, $300 million is a lot of money. Justin Bieber sold his music cat. Yeah,
he could probably do a whole week in Palm Springs with those Airbnbs.
Wow. Yeah, his whole fucking catalog's gone.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, but here's the not crazy thing, right? That's just his catalog. So like that doesn't, he can still do the music. So like he can still make crazy money off tour, and now he still has he made 200 from the catalog.
Yeah.
So I mean I'm making up stuff here, right? But for him to generate $200 million from his catalog, it would probably take 15 years or whatever, 10 years. So he's just like, all right, let me just front load that shit. because it's his catalog, right? So he's not like, he's making money off streams, making money off commercial money, whatever, whatever. So it's going to take him a while to make that. So he's just like, all right, give me 200 mil right now. And maybe in the end result, it'll be worth 375 mil, but I want 200 right now.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. But he can still tour and, you know, I'm sure his streaming money's crazy, whatever. He's making fucking $10 million on a goddamn Coachella weekend. A weekend.
Yeah.
Well, how many performances? Two hours?
2 hours.
Yeah. Baby. I don't even know any of your songs. I couldn't even come up with one song. Yeah. I mean, he's so good.
Dun, dun. I don't think he's going to play any of that shit, though. I think he's only going to play his new stuff.
Yeah. He's going to play UConn. Everyone's going to fucking come in their pants. He's going to go.
Each note he hits is worth like 75K.
Bro, he's so good.
He's so good. Just have a money meter while he's going. And above his head. 100K, yeah.
Yeah, fascinating. But yeah, I mean, she is worth more than him, which is great. 200 mil. Yeah, he sold it because he wasn't doing great with money. But to your point, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he was burning money or not making money or I don't know.
He wears like fucking Trader Joe's bags as a beanie on his head. Like, I don't know how he's like, I mean, is he just spending crazy on like properties or?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what. I mean, he was also like, you know, off the wagon for a lot of years. I'm sure he wasn't spending money awesomely.
Yeah.
You know, when he was, you know, storing Oxycontin off a Nike shoe. Anyways, Sabrina Carpenter, Carl G. Sweep.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, well, we'll report back to you.
Are you excited to go?
That'll be fun, man. I love a good excuse to just go fuck off for a weekend.
Yep.
Let loose. Do some booze. It's a pain in the ass to like get there and do a thing. But once you're there and you're settled in, you run into so many people. It's fun. It's fun to you know what it is? It's adult frolicking.
Mm.
You're like, what if I booze myself up and walk around a field? And you're walking around and there's a stage. Was that your ass?
No, that was the chair.
Oh, that sounded right. But there's stages over there, stage over this. You're walking around and it's just like a live like jukebox. You're like, I don't want that. Oh, I kind of want that.
Isn't it didn't last year you go and then the person you were like the Airbnb next to you was like your homie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So crazy.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Do you remember going to Chipotle for the first time?
Yes. I was like, when I went to Chipotle, I literally thought it was like an Applebee's. Do you know what I mean? I thought it was like nice. I thought it was like a nice place.
We had a reservation for two, and they're like, all right, pinto or black. And I'm like, what?
What? I'm white.
I remember going to Chipotle for the first time. There wasn't one in our town, but it was a town next to us. And my friend Austin invited me, and I didn't, yeah, again, you like, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And I get there, and he's got this burrito the size of his quad, like his leg, and you're like, I can get that.
Yeah. The first time I had any access to it or like any, I saw my buddy brought one back to the apartment and I'm not shitting you. I didn't know what it was. I was like, I don't understand. And then it was that big football fucking thing.
How big are the burritos now? Are they still big?
I don't get the burrito, so I have no idea.
Me neither.
Does anyone get the burrito?
Not in fucking LA. You're getting the fucking bowl.
Anytime
I see somebody getting tacos at Chipotle, I'm like, yeah, if we go to war, you're front of line.
Yeah.
Get them the fuck out of here.
I mean, awful. Oh, I like the tacos. Cool. Go to Iran.
You know my favorite thing about getting the burrito, especially when it really packed in the beginning, is having that thought in your head, like, there ain't no way you're going to be able to wrap that. He can't wrap that.
If
I worked at Chipotle, I would make eye contact while doing it.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't. Sometimes they get sloppy with it. Sometimes they just go and just throw it up in the foil so you can't see their mistake.
Yep.
What is in? Why is a tortilla that flexible? That can't be good for us.
Gluten.
Dude.
Is it? But this
have you
bitch,
ever held a fucking burrito? It's crazy to be
yeah,
like,
right
it's crazy
now.
Like, this is going into my stomach.
I
this
was
thing
about
weighs
that
9 pounds.
In my head. If that's 3 pounds and I weigh myself before eating it, then I eat the whole thing and I weigh myself and there's 3 more pounds, I'm like flabbergasted. But I don't know why.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
it's like weird to be like, I'm going to put 3 pounds in me right now.
All right, yeah.
See, look at like this. Yeah, this used early, to be Chipotle burritos.
Bro, early Chipotle.
No, that kid has Lynchkin Hopkins disease.
Okay, I was going to say, look at that other photo right there, but that's the same guy. There'd be times where I would have him wrap it with two tortillas.
Yo, I'm sorry, what?
You can, yeah. You can, yeah, you don't talk, you know, ball.
What?
They sometimes force you to do that.
Yeah, sometimes they fuck up your wrap and then they have to add an extra, like a band-aid.
I've seen that.
But you can ask for like two tortillas so they overlap and they roll it all up in one. Dude, you can get real big bag with Chipotle. You can get real, like the second you find out, you're like, okay, rice, you can get any amount of rice you want for no upcharge. You can get any amount of beans you want for no upcharge.
Could you just get like a side of rice and beans?
Probably.
Yo, shut up.
You probably...
If it's free.
Well, as a side, yeah. Would you... I mean...
Goddamn. Hello, that's my penis. Do you know why it's freaking banging at the front door and the back door if you're into it? Because I'm on Blue Chew, dude, okay? Dude, hey, everyone listen to me right now. Are you ready for better sex? Are you? Answer me. Right now. Are you? Good. Then jump on the freaking Blue Chew train, okay? Choo choo, that's my cock. Drive in the front of it, okay? Let me tell you something. Blue Chew, all right? They have been on a mission for years to get you bricked up, okay? Build your confidence and help you actually perform in the bedroom. That's you performing better in the bedroom, okay? There's a new arousal boosting formula. Did you hear what I said? There's a new arousal boosting formula, okay? It's called Blue Chew Gold. It is helping millions of men have better sex in 2026. Oh, Michael, I would like to have better sex in 2026. Well, I already told you what to do, okay? Blue Chew Gold. Ladies and gents, let me drop a freaking gem on you right now, okay? Getting hard is not the same thing as getting aroused. Did you know that? No, you didn't. I just told you, okay? Get the solution that does both and more. Blue Chew Gold, okay? Don't let your mind get in the way of a good time. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code SOCKS. That's promo code SOCKS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Goddamn.
Dude, I will say though, when I order Chipotle on DoorDash and it shows up and it's super lazily put together, in my head I go, there's no way you'd do that if I was in front of you. There's
of course.
No fucking way.
But dude, if you worked there, you would do the same thing too.
Use your fucking mouth to do this. I would too. I would too. I'm not shitting on them. I literally would do it too. There's no way I'm making origami with your dumbass burrito. Get the fuck out of here, Clint. Yeah. No one gives a shit. You're wearing a fucking lacrosse shirt.
They do play favoritisms there too.
Of course. Of course.
And they hit you with a little jiggle to get two pieces to fall off. It's like coming out of your bank account.
Oh, dude.
Put that bitch back on.
You know what my favorite person that works at Chipotle is? An older Latina woman.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What
dude,
should I say?
She,
por qué?
Por qué? Because you know why? She puts food in that bowl like you're her child. She fucking loads that bitch.
Yeah?
Like, ayo. Like, I'm talking about double chicken, didn't even ask. Guacamole, oh word, you pay for it. Here's 19 spoons. I mean, so much that it was like 2.5 meals. It was crazy every single time.
Now, do you when you get the bowl, do you shake it up or do you portion it?
Good question. I stir it like a psycho.
Yeah.
I make sure everything.
Yeah, you wipe your ass wrong. You shake your bowl. You stir
I don't shake it,
up.
I don't shake it. I stir it. I don't shake
it. What type of cauldron ass shit?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You get the bowl and then you like.
Yeah, I stir it. Make sure everything's so every bite's the same.
But don't you know that shaking it does the same thing?
No, dude, you can't. It's too dense. It's not a
With
salad.
With the lid on.
No, it's not a salad.
No, it still mixes.
It doesn't mix it
Alex,
great.
What about you? Are you a portion guy or you shake?
I'm a shake guy, but I heard.
Yeah.
Everyone in this podcast is.
No, I heard that like. My buddy said that there's this thing where you have to like fully flip it upside down. You're supposed to eat out of the like.
I don't like when people come up with these fucking
no.
foils.
No, no the foil
because it's bigger. Like it's like more room. So when you dump it,
but it's less thick. It's like more shallow.
I agree, but
You know what's always gross to me is when you eat the bowl and then underneath that cardboard has that like post nut.
What is that?
It's got that like little like bit of discharge that it leaves on the counter.
I don't
well,
like
ask
it.
Jack. What does Jack do? If Jack's the only guy that portions, I'm gonna fucking off myself, and I won't do that.
Best way to eat a bowl.
Jack, what do you do?
PDC said he does the same exact thing that I do, which is what? Or what are
shake?
You saying, Jack? Like
dude,
shake
I'm,
or dump?
What the fuck is wrong? You got a portion.
No,
like to shake it up.
No, see, all you guys have CTE. You're all shaking up in the head. You go bite
on top. Shake it up. Get all the sauce all in it. Shake it, shake it, shake it there. Now you take a bite.
Okay.
That looks like shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, but I'm
comment
not-
below. Are you a shake guy or you're a portion guy?
Portion guy, you literally have autism.
Good. It tastes better.
How does it taste better?
Because, like, it's neat and
but,
like.
But it, just because it's neat doesn't make it taste better.
But when you get like a triple dip at a party, do you shake the whole thing up or do you just scoop and you ration?
Yeah, but that's two different things.
I'm not, right.
It's like, how do you eat a steak? You cut it. All right. Well, you should cut your bowl too.
Yes.
This to me,
you guys are pissing me off.
This to me, okay.
The shake mentality.
Can I ask you a question?
Dude, that's like getting a latte with a heart on and go.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you shake your salad?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
But to
you
coat
portion
everything.
It out.
To coat everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
it's the
a
same
salad
concept.
Looks the same.
But it's not a look thing. Just because it looks a certain way doesn't mean it tastes a certain way.
It looks like shit.
Yeah, of course. Yours looks better for sure.
Yo, she did the Alex method. She put it in the tin.
That's what they're saying. You got to flip. Like, you can shake it, but you flip it because you have, like, a plate now, basically. You can also, like, fold out.
So I can eat, like, Orville-built poppers?
Yeah, Orville-built
What is that?
That sounds like a thing in West Hollywood.
But the foil popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I used to love that. You guys ever made it on a stove?
Of course.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
I literally thought I was a chef when I was a kid. My mom was like, you can do it. I was like, fucking
hell yeah.
Somebody
burn that bitch.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's crazy.
Okay, hold on. I'm so sorry. Alex, let's get back to this. So this is how you're actually supposed to do it?
I like portion because it's almost like a battery. You see how much is left. This is like this is like a sea level.
All right. No, I can get on board with that. I'm not like completely hating it. I understand but you know my favorite thing to do is I'm sort of changing the subject. And when I say sort of, I mean exactly I'm changing the subject. I like to get the chips and I like to dip the whole thing in the fuck.
But that's why you gotta not stir it up because now you're dipping it like it's a triple layer thing.
Yeah, but everything tastes the same. So it's all mixed.
You're tripping.
No. But maybe we order different because I don't even like guac in my shit.
What?
It's too cold.
You don't like guac and you're saying I'm doing it wrong?
Yeah. It's just,
you don't like guac?
On my Chipotle. I like it separate.
But how come you don't? But you like guac. But you don't like guac on your rice and chicken?
On the bowl. Yeah. It's too cold. It doesn't match anything. Here's
I kind of like that though.
Here's my Chipotle order. And we can yell. We can yell.
We've been.
We can up a notch. We can whisper.
Oh,
rice.
This is going to be horrible.
It is. It is. Because I made the switch about 2 years ago. And, right. And let me reveal this.
Give it to me.
I go, rice, no beans.
I'm on board.
Steak.
On board.
Depending on the scoop, maybe a double.
Okay.
Sour cream.
Okay.
Cheese.
Okay.
The corn.
Yeah.
Done. Whoa. And sometimes, because I'm done with the hot salsa, now I do vinaigrette on that bitch. I'll pour some vinaigrette on it, and then I'll get chips on the side and dip it all. Yeah, it's like a skinny bitch margarita in a bowl.
Dude, I was on board with you
until
you said fucking vinaigrette.
It's delicious.
I'm sorry. Is this a house salad? The fuck are you doing? Vinaigrette? I'm fucking so mad right now.
Have you ever tried the vinaigrette at Chipotle?
No!
It's delicious.
No one. You, that's it.
It's delicious.
That's like having blueberry fucking syrup at IHOP. No one fucking eats that.
Okay, first of all, you've never been to Disneyland. People eat that. Dude, the what's it called? The vinaigrette is good. Yeah. And there was a minute where people were mixing the vinaigrette with like the sour cream, making their own like sauce. It was a whole thing.
Oh my
Half
God.
Half the time I asked for vinaigrette, they're like, yeah, we're sold out.
Hold on. Dude, can I ask you this?
Sure.
Do you put no veggies on there?
Fajita veggies.
Yeah,
I add,
of course.
And then I also do the veggies.
Okay. That's the only thing. The vinaigrette. I mean, literally, you need to go to Iran. But if you go no veggies, like that's insane.
Yeah. Okay. Right, here it is. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'll show you mine. Okay. So I'm going chicken al pastor. If we're going from this thing, I'm going chicken al pastor. Oh, Alex, you're a genius. I'm going no rice.
No rice?
Yeah.
And you're calling me an idiot?
I'm also on keto.
Bro, you're eating
like
fucking kebabs. Well, let's make this bowl back with before you were normal.
Okay.
Before you were normal?
Back, no, yeah. Back when you were normal.
Yeah, let's make this bowl back when you were straight.
Okay, so.
Motherfucker's ordering a keto bowl at Chipotle.
Dude, eating keto at fucking Chipotle is great.
You mean eating steak?
Yeah. All right. So no keto. Back to when I liked women. All right. So chicken al pastor, please. I'm gonna go brown rice, please.
Okay.
No beans.
All right.
Don't like beans. Sorry. Sorry, Alex. I don't know.
What?
I'm joking. the corn salsa, please. Okay. I'm going to go with pinco de gallo. So fresh tomato salsa, please.
Okay, you lost me. You finally lost me.
No. And then fajita veggies.
Okay.
Sour cream, cheese. Going down.
I thought we were doing a live action DoorDash order.
No lettuce?
No. The lettuce pissed me off.
Lettuce sucks.
It's too much.
Move out of the way, bro, dog.
It's like, it's too much voluptuousness.
It's in the way.
It is in the way. You try to get a bite and it's like springing up on the fork.
I feel like I'm in the fucking American Ninja Warrior. Move the fuck out of the way.
It feels like a needle in the haystack analogy perfectly. You're like, somewhere underneath this is a bowl.
Yeah.
It's too springy.
Where's my chicken? Furious. All right, Alex, where are you going? First of all, where's this cilantro lime sauce?
Yeah, it's new.
I didn't say yes to that because I've never had it, but I'm getting it.
Probably good. Dude, I'm telling you, before you yell at me, get some vinaigrette.
Dude.
Like, if all you right. know Chipotle ball, it's up there.
Okay, I need to.
No.
No, you have to, you have to go to the fucking jail version.
I think you have to order a salad to get it. Yeah. I think it was one of those things where like TikTok made like new life hack, get it with vinaigrette. And they're like, God damn it. Every time a restaurant has a viral hack, they get pissed. Did you ever do quesaritos from Chipotle?
I don't even know what a quesarito is.
Alex? Early on Chipotle days, you get a quesarito. It's where they would, in their quesadilla press, they would put tortilla cheese on it. And then they would melt it, and then they'd open it and make a burrito out of that.
Oh my fucking God.
Dude, so I guess they never like, it was kind of like a secret menu, but they never like, they never were like forced to do, like it wasn't like the restaurant being like, if somebody asked you to do it. And I remember the last time I asked for one, I go, can I get a quesarito? He goes, no. And I go, why? He goes, it burns my fingers. That's such an intimate moment with like a random man somewhere like Phoenix, Arizona. But yeah, they used to do quesaritos. Those were so fucking good.
That sounds incredible.
All right, Alex, let's hear your boy.
All right, Alex, hit me off.
Well, mine's pretty simple. Mine's just chicken.
Okay.
Interesting.
I go white rice.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, I'm a white rice guy too.
Really?
I go pinto beans.
No.
I need to have the beans. I can't afford guac, so I just go down to chili corn salsa.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Is this just you asking for a raise?
I got a sour cream.
Can you imagine he pulls it out? I get a kid's meal.
I was like,
I do so fritas or whatever they have left at the closing.
I walk in, I get napkins, and I leave.
I get chips and dip them in water. All right. So what?
All right. Sorry.
So pinto beans?
Pinto beans.
Okay.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by Factor Meals, baby. We all know we love Factor here at Stiff Socks because there's nothing. I mean, I literally ran into this today. I was going from one place to another and I'm like trying to eat food in the car. I'm stopping. I'm picking up food. That takes 20 minutes and you're eating it. All of this would have been resolved if I was leaving from my house this morning where I could have just had a Factor meal. Fresh, never frozen, 2 minutes in the microwave. And you can just throw it away after. Not the food, but the tray. It's designed for people when you're hungry and you're exhausted and you want food ASAP. There is nothing faster and better for you than Factor.
And let me tell you something, guys.
Tell
Factor
them.
Has meals built around your goals, dude. Whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support for strength and workout recovery. Check out Factor's Muscle Pro Collection, which I just got because I'm trying to get a little beefier and I don't know anything about nutrition. Do you know who knows about nutrition? Factor. Dude, again, ready in 2 minutes. Factor shops, preps, cooked, and delivers straight to your freaking door so you have more time for everything you love this spring, okay? I hate grocery stores. I hate making food. I hate all of that. I hate it. I hate being hungry, to be honest, but now Factor's got me fully covered. So head to factormeals.com/socks50off and use code socks50off to get, you guessed it, 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until 9/27/2026. See website for more details.
Plus, they also have ready-to-eat salads with fiber ingredients like elote corn and miso edamame, plus 70 add-ons to round out your nutrition, from green juices to peanut butter energy bites.
Goddamn.
I'm going to probably get this new lime
sauce.
Dude,
I know.
Okay.
I'll do this is like
have to.
A must.
That's a must, dude.
The corn salsa.
Even though you do find the corn in your shit later after you're done with that.
That's any corn.
That's the best. That's the best. The best. The best.
I cannot have this.
The hot is crazy.
It hurts.
It's hot.
Something wrong with
you. You can handle that?
Yeah. I just, you know, you did a video about this a million years ago, which I fucking loved. When you go, yeah, can I have a little bit at Chipotle? And they go, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you took out the fucking, what is it called? A shovel. That's what it's called. But I always go, yeah, can I have a little bit of the chili hot sauce?
See, I phased myself out of it. I used to get it on top of the bowl, and then my ass would be Kilimanjaro. So then I started getting it on the side, and then I would dip my fork in it and then take the
bite.
That's
good. I like
that. But even that, I was shitting out hot fire. Okay, sorry. Back to back.
So I do sour cream, cheese, romaine lettuce.
Idiot.
Lost me.
Idiot.
And then I get
Did you say veggies?
I don't get the veggies.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, it gives me heartburn for some reason. Like pepperoncinis and stuff like that.
Oh, wow, okay. But there's no pepperoncinis in there, Doug.
I mean,
it's just green peppers. It's green peppers and onions.
Peppers.
That's it.
Bell peppers.
Oh, bell really? Peppers do. Okay.
Yeah, green bell peppers give me like heartburn.
And then you go queso blanco?
Dude,
I do with chips. If I'm feeling fat.
I know. Yeah, bro, I used to be a big queso blanco guy because it is so fucking good in those chips.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Jack, what's yours?
Jax is going to be insane.
Yeah. Jax is going to be like, a fucking eagle. And
do you even get the bowl? He's a taco guy.
Oh my God.
Jack does. He's got to be a burrito guy. How come none of us are burritos? I don't even think about burritos when I think about Chipotle anymore.
Me either.
I do miss a good Chipotle burrito because you know what is nice is all the warmth inside would melt the cheese a little bit.
Oh, fuck. Are we getting Chipotle after this?
I'm horny for Chipotle right now. Chipotle is actually fucking incredible. I don't get. Have you ever met anybody who doesn't like Chipotle?
No, not one person. I mean, when they were like giving people SARS, people were.
Oh, even that, dude. The Chipotle near my old work, like they had E. coli, and then 2 weeks later, I was like, well.
Well, yeah, they sent an email out to everyone.
The timeout is done. What is that first one? What is that first one right there?
Oh, the secret menu.
Spicy queso. So you can make this. You get queso and you mix it with the red sauce. That makes sense.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, nice. Dude. Oh, this is all shit, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Double decker?
Because sometimes I would get the spicy and then a side of sour cream and mix a little bit. That's really
good. Oh, really?
Good.
I've never even thought about that. The double decker.
What is this?
The double decker, let's see, upgrades your
Chipotle sponsors
classic.
Podcast.
Yeah, I know. Upgrades your classic taco by adding another layer of shell and even more cheese.
Can you see the photo?
To create your double decker. The Chipotle secret menu states that, I mean, literally stop the ambulance. What is it? Oh, so it's just.
Okay,
that's pretty much tortilla.
That's pretty normal. Dragon sauce. Sour cream. Yes. Sour cream and the red chili salsa. Fire.
I mean, that sounds awesome.
Double wrap burrito. Ba-boom. So
okay. Tortilla
and you can also get the extra one for free. So it does feel like you're getting extra like food, you know?
So
quesarito.
There it is.
Kaboom.
Hold on, can I ask you a question? So is it like just stacked tortillas?
You ever seen the MasterCard logo?
Excuse me?
You ever seen the MasterCard logo?
Honestly, I love you so much. Yes.
Yeah, they're overlapped.
I got it.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Quesarito days were incredible. And God damn it, it was good. Because the outside was kind of like crispy a little bit.
Oh my God. So can we still order this? Or was just that one guy in Phoenix that was an asshole?
I think if they got the right guy. But like, I do think like buyers are
all right, well, that's mean. I don't want to burn someone's fingers.
I think if you're in store, you kind of can. And it also slows the line down a little bit.
Okay. So, I guess you can't order on like DoorDash forever because it's a secret menu.
Wait. This is what you were talking about. A cheaper burrito made by ordering only ingredients that count as points, like rice, beans, meat, veggies, queso. So you could get rice beans in a burrito for...
How much?
I don't know. Well, I think the meat is extra. So it's like the burrito. It's one of those things where like the burrito is like $6 and then like steak is $3. So you add it together.
Oh shit. So you could just get like a rice and you can just get like a like
that's
a,
how I'm
going to
be eating. Yeah, that's how I'm eating after Coachella for sure.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. I just got your joke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to see this. A Georgia woman arrested for twerking on disabled patients' heads.
Oh, yes.
Why are they arrested? Like let them. What? Oh, well, this is a problem. Well, this is a
beauty. She looks like she's in a beheading video.
Yeah, this is a problem.
You're like, please just wipe my ass.
Yeah, this is
I
a problem.
I shit everywhere.
This is a problem.
You're stepping on my colostomy bag.
I literally thought that, like, my man was in a wheelchair or whatever and just went, like, this is
That's not even twerking. That's like a... face dance, like a lap dance.
And it's funny thing, she recorded. What were you trying to get out of this?
Views.
You think that dude's mad about it, though?
I mean, he's looking down. I mean, if he's married, he's like, please no.
But also, like, I don't think the worst part was, I don't think he can, like, consent to this, is my point. So she's just, like, doing it on him. Yeah. Which is just horrendous.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, here's another one. A dermatologist.
What is going on
Bro,
in
TikTok
Georgia?
TikTok is just...
Dermatologist.
What is
filming
this?
Yourself dancing.
You like it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Oh my God, bro.
Imagine coming out of amnesia and you see a ring light.
Amnesia?
What's amnesia? What's the one where they put you under?
Anesthesia.
What's amnesia? Guys, we've done three guys, we've done three podcasts in the span of 12 hours. I'm exhausted. What did I say? Amnesia?
A medical amnesia.
Anesthesia?
Yes, sir.
That was close.
I know. You were close, but it's just the idea of amnesia is just funny.
What is amnesia?
It's like when you like hit your head and you can't remember anything.
Well, that's what happened to me.
Oh, man, dude, this would make me, but yes, you're totally right where you were going. What is this?
Remember when everybody wasn't trying to be on the internet?
I know, dude. This is absolute, dude, if my, like, say, like, my mom was getting a procedure, and then I see my mom on TikTok, I'm going into that dermatology place, and I'm opening fire. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, what are you doing? Like you're,
men, you're in the waiting room. You say, you need to cut it. I mean, it is funny, but it's very disrespectful.
But what did that office think was going to happen? Like they honestly thought that it was like you know that weatherman that dances?
Yeah.
Like, is that what they're like attempting to do here? To cultivate business or something? Like, I don't understand the point.
They're just bored. They were probably in that room for a minute and then like they made the joke like, you need to cut it. And they're like, oh wait, film that. That's funny.
But then who's posting it? Is it her that posted it?
I don't know. I mean,
hold on. This actually gets pretty gnarly.
One was during a permanent brain damage. What song were they doing for that?
Went in for minor cosmetic surgery and suffered permanent brain damage after she stopped breathing more than 8 hours into the procedure. Her 26-year-old son is now her full-time caregiver. And then you get the girl from Atlanta to fucking sit on her head. All right. This is no laughs. Cool. I would open fire.
Dude, that's insane.
Bro.
Apparently she's still doing it.
This is what's so, what?
Still actively practicing medicine.
No.
Medicine? She's practicing the renegade.
Dude, I mean, we've yelled about this before. Remember when I told you that my dentist gave me her headshot?
You've never told me this.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Bro, you have fucking amnesia.
I probably do.
You've never told us this.
Yeah, my dentist handed me her fucking headshot.
Why? Because she's like, hey, I do entertainment shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And so my take on this is you be a fucking dentist. Look at me. You be a fucking dentist. You clean teeth. You do oral surgery. You do stop trying to do entertainment.
I hear you.
You're a fucking dermatologist.
I hear. I've been DM'd by like a vacuum company. It's like, hey, we should collab. What?
You ever want to suck my dick?
I mean, there's an amount of places where you get DMs from like restaurants. Yo, we should collab. You make food. Collab.
Yeah, you come in the restaurant and make a funny thing and post it.
Yeah, but honestly, I get it. I mean, it's kind of like, these jobs are so robotic in a sense of the same stuff every day. You're just having fun with your friends. I'm not saying I condone this, but like, yeah, you but know, this if somebody's making a TikTok at a dentist's office, I don't know.
Dude, if the patient is out cold,
that's insane.
Like if I'm getting a fucking, like if I'm getting a cleaning and my dentist is like, oh man, I love your videos, bro. We should do one. And I'm awake and I'm like consenting and I'm like, oh hell yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
That's
I
one
see.
Thing. But like, bro, like my mom is out cold on the fucking table and you're popping your ass. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, I mean, This honestly makes me mad looking at it. Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a colonoscopy coming up here soon. So if you see my ass on TikTok and they're, you know, hitting the two-step, just tag me at least.
Yeah, let me get some All right.
You guys ready for a sock talk?
I'm ready, bro.
Sock talk from Bella. They sent in some interesting facts they wanted your guys' take on.
Give it to me.
The busiest day ever for Domino's Pizza wasn't during the Super Bowl. It was during the O.J. Simpson car chase.
That wow. makes the most sense ever, dude.
Most American
Nothing makes
thing
me
ever,
want
yeah.
fucking pizza more than watching a white Bronco beat cops.
Okay.
Not like that.
What? How long did it go on for?
Long enough to order a pizza. I mean, I think it went on for...
I think like 8 hours or something.
I don't know. It was that long. And no, it did go on for forever because they wouldn't stop the car. Like, it was... I don't even know how, like, high speed it was.
God, imagine being that day. 90 minutes? That's enough to get a pizza?
Two hours. Well, let's see. It began at 5:56. That's dinner time.
Wow. And it ended at 8.
There we go.
In L.A., he was going to do a police chase at 6 p.m.? How far did they go in those 90 minutes?
Did they break for ads?
He was trying to go to like Tijuana, but he ended up in like Orange County somewhere.
Bro, that's an ad for Google Maps. Am I bombing?
Oh no, wait, no. He actually I think he turned around, went back to his house, and they arrested him at home.
I think so. I'm really just backtracking here. So they chased this man for 90 minutes, mm-hmm. and then he was like, "I didn't do it." And they're like, all right.
Sir, look at me. He did it.
I know, but like, you can go on a police chase and still be like, it wasn't me. Why did you?
You know why? Because realistically, this dude was like, it would be like if Tom Brady was in the white Bronco in Boston. Does that make sense? Like, he's a fucking hero. And so it's just like, yeah,
what
man.
What was he playing for at the time?
He wasn't playing football at the time.
He was an actor.
He had a Hall of Fame football career and then became a massive actor.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he hot back then?
Sir.
Can I see a photo of him back then?
Dude, O.J. Simpson, young O.J. Simpson would catch it. Goddamn. Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Cash App.
Michael Boston, do you use Cash App? Because I do.
I know you do. I know you do. And I'm new to this game, but I freaking love it so much. I'm obviously on tour a lot and we sell some merch and we started accepting Cash App because not a lot of people have the other guy that I'm not going to mention. And it is just so freaking easy, dude. It is just so freaking easy. Everybody has it. It has made my life on tour so much easier.
Plus, if your debit card is boring, you can now draw on your Cash App card.
Yes.
Personalized fee search. Dude, you can put anything on it. You can put Gigi on it. You can put me on it.
Yes.
You can even put money on it.
Buddy, I can make Gigi into you.
Hey.
Hey. Yep.
Damn.
Gigi Trev. So great. And Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to spend, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Okay?
Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with a Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalization cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC, Cash App Green, overdraft coverage. Borrow cashback offers and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Goddamn.
Mid.
Mid? Mid?
I mean, maybe it's just because I know it was.
Look at that.
All right, now we go.
Hot.
Yeah.
Looks like fucking Lenny Kravitz. I mean, I think everyone forgot how to laugh.
No, that's just a fact. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
When was the trial? Was I alive yet? I had to have been.
It said 92. What was the trial? Just go back.
I wonder what that day was like.
Dude, crazy, man, because they didn't have like the way we consume news. So when that got on the TV,
it dropped for everybody all at once. If you think about it, news used to be all at once for everybody.
I know.
You'd turn on the 5 o'clock news, see what's going on that day. Everyone, so everybody would just get stressed all at once. Ours is like, you find out a trickle effect.
Yeah. And there's one quadrillion pieces of news. Right. Back then I was like, we have 4 pieces of news. These and people, one of them is the weather's going to be 90. So they're like, we have 3 pieces of news.
Isn't that crazy? You spent all day at work being like, today is probably a chill day. Let's go see my kids. You get home, you turn on the news. OJ Simpson on the road. Like, fuck.
Honestly, but it's better. Because think about that. There's there's spans of time where you don't know what the fuck's happening.
It's great.
It's great. I don't want to plug into the Matrix the entire time.
I honestly think the only time I do that is 1, when I'm sleeping, or 2, when I'm doing this podcast.
Yeah.
It's an hour uninterrupted where I'm not scrolling.
It's really great.
Who knows what's going on right now? Third tower could be struck. No. I don't even know what that's a reference to.
I do. It's 9/11.
I was kidding. I was
95 million people watched the car chase live.
I don't know. I feel like
whatever. I have fucking clips too bored than that.
What? I think we both went for jokes.
What'd you say?
I think Kai Cenat has more viewers than that.
Dude, I had the same joke, but I made it egotistical.
What'd you say?
I got a clip that's bigger than that.
95 million people.
That's so many people. Can I say this? I think there should have been more.
Why?
Because there's 3 channels. Like, in 1994, I think there was 4 major channels. Like, 4 network channels.
Yeah, roughly 95 million viewers with 63 million homes. Do you know how many fucking people that is?
Hold on. Roughly 95 with 63 million homes tuning in. Honestly, that's got to be more. There's back then, what, there's 270 million people? I guess it's a really high percentage of people watching that shit. And yeah, and also of that 250 million, probably 90 million are fucking children that can't read yet.
You need to read to watch the news.
Well, I know, but they're 2 years old. They're like, gaga, oh, Google. Right.
Well, yeah, this was 95. I was like 2 or 3.
Yeah. That's so...
Do you ever think about what it would have been like if social media existed back then? Like the amount of memes that would be coming out that day, or the amount of memes on our...
Dude, the amount of memes that would come out in the Bill Clinton trial?
Oh my God.
I did not have sexual relations. SpongeBob. Like, you know what I mean? It'd just be crazy. What is this?
150 million people watched the trial.
The verdict live. 150 million people.
Oh my God.
Dude, those fucking ads they sold for that trial was a quadrillion dollars. Gillette was like, bro, I'll give you 40 mil right now.
They probably had like an inside to be like, hey, the verdict's coming in today.
Yeah, of course. Dude, like, all this is business.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson killed a white woman and everyone, Tide was like, fuck yes. Someone get Fox on the phone. We're doing Tide Pod commercials right now. The whole thing
Tide
is based
to go,
on that.
Ford, everybody's plugging their
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah. Broncos sales went up 80 quadrillion.
Did they go up or go down?
Up.
Are you serious?
So up.
Ford Broncos sales went up after OJ stabbed her?
63 million people watched a fucking Bronco commercial.
People were different.
It was a situation. Bronco commercial.
Holy shit.
Please look that up. I guarantee you.
No, people were different back then. They literally stopped making the Bronco because of that.
Isn't that so funny that now it would be the number one selling car for 20 years?
You think?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if people would want to buy that after, because then every time you drive it up, someone's like, oh, the OJ Mobile's here.
Did they really stop making the Bronco because of OJ?
I think they did. Yeah, because they brought it back because it's a new one.
They stopped making it, but was it because of OJ? Let me see. Or was it because of Apple
juice? That was their recall. They're like, that was a recall. Somebody who killed somebody drove this too.
No, Ford did not stop producing the Bronco because of OJ Simpson. The Bronco was discontinued in 1996 because of falling sales. Yeah, you fucking idiot. It happened 1 year after.
Yeah, it did.
Are you, who are we talking about? Gronk? Who's this? Claude? No, who the fuck is this AI?
I'm telling you right now,
yeah.
The value of a white Ford Bronco, like now, is crazy. Like, yeah, you can buy one right now, and it's like, it's really.
Yeah, there's still blood in the back.
I mean, the real thing you should have done is go to the dealership the day after and be like, I'm going to need a discount, or else everyone's going to think I'm a OJ.
Oh, you're right. You're right, dude. That's something that I would have done. I would have been like, yo, cool, I need 40% off.
And they're like, yeah, here's 40% off, and then we'll also drop it off your house for $1. And you're like, I'll pick it up. Where did you order from that you went and picked it up? I guess it doesn't matter.
Fuck, I don't remember.
Like, did you have to drive there?
Yeah, but it was, but it's not that, it wasn't that far. I got my white Bronco, it was fine.
A 13-year-old boy in Florida was once arrested for excessive farting in school.
The reporter's in a hazmat suit.
Yeah, this can't be real.
Jack, what is this article you've sent us?
There's no video of this kid farting.
I mean, I don't think there's a video. That's so crazy. You can't arrest a kid for flatulization. Did I just make up a word?
Yeah, can he get kicked out of a class? Is it illegal to fart in public?
You can kick out of class for sure.
Is it illegal to fart in public?
No.
So you can go. So you
can, wait, I just had Chipotle.
So you can go into a public library and rip ass as loud as possible?
Yes. It can't be illegal. That's hilarious. It's a bodily function. I don't. You can't on the ground.
Right, but like, what would they say? Like, could you quiet? Could you not?
I think if you did it once, you take a tum. If you continually did it, I think you'd be like.
But what would the charge be?
I don't think it'd be charged, but like you have to leave. Obviously, clearly you're a little sick. Maybe you should get home. So but you can't get arrested. I guess it is.
A school resource officer placed the boy under arrest after he confessed about his behavior, according to the report. He was charged with disruption of the school function and released to his mother.
Disruption. Okay.
Yeah, but he wasn't arrested by the police. He didn't do anything illegal, right?
No, it was just disrupted. Disrupting.
Fuck.
He was just a little menace.
I mean, honestly, bro, that would be something that I would do. If I could, like, you know how I can burp on command?
Do
if
it.
I could fart on if I can fart on command.
That blows my mind every time.
Every time.
So you're telling me I could just point at you and you'd do it?
Yep.
How many of those do you have locked and loaded?
I mean, I have to swallow the air, so I can do 1,000 of them if you want.
Right. I think we should clip that. I generally do. I think people would.
All right, here's the last one, guys. The snack Pringles can't legally call themselves chips because they are not made by slicing a potato. They're made by the same powder as instant mashed potatoes.
Bro, that's fucking awful. Well, it's the same way Kentucky Fried Chicken can't call themselves chicken.
It's very American. It makes sense. Also, have you seen what the Pringles guy looks like? He's running a drug front.
Oh my God, yeah.
He got a monocle on in 2026. Motherfucker, get a contact.
My man should be the head of narco. Have you seen him?
Yo, yeah. But God damn it, a Pringle's good.
I mean,
are they?
Sir. They're incredible. And all of them
sour cream ones.
What's your favorite one? Sour cream?
Sour cream. I haven't had a Pringle in so long because I don't think they're GF.
Did you used to like make the Pringles like a lips?
Of course, dude. Pringles of lips.
That was like middle school plastic surgery.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
You see a girl die, you'd be like, God damn. So,
girl.
Okay. Secret sock.
Right. Hold on, real quick. What's your favorite? You said sour cream and onion.
Yeah, what's yours? I don't even know the other flavors.
Me neither. I mean, I could list some.
Did they stop making flavors?
I don't know. They have the pizza one, the barbecue one.
Ooh, pizza
one
is pretty good.
They have the ranch one that's really good, the sour cream and onion. They have the cheddar one that's really good. Maybe I do know all the flavors.
The pizza goldfish are pretty good.
The pizza Pringles one is fine. Dude, this is my New York days. I used to, every single meal, I have a peanut butter and jelly and Pringles. Holy shit. Every meal. Yeah, every meal. I had -$6 in my bank account.
Oh, barbecue's good.
Barbecue's unbelievable. Can you zoom in? I'll tell you my favorite one. Because I think you might be right, Trevor. I think it might be sour cream and onion.
Oh, pizza's not bad.
The pizza's so average. Barbecue's really good. Ranch is so good.
Pizza one always just tastes like ketchup. It never tastes like pizza.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not the barbecue one is so good. But I'm still, yeah, I think you're right, Trev. I think it's sour cream and onion. Oh. I'm about to fucking flatulate. I love them so much.
Yeah, honey mustard?
Honey mustard?
Honey mustard, dill pickle, jalapeno.
Dude, the first dude to put honey and mustard together got shot in the town square. And then someone tried it and was like, this motherfucker's a witch. Because this is incredible. Honey and mustard? Name a worse collab, dude. Honey. Think about
peanut
honey.
Butter and jelly?
And, dude, that's incredible.
I know, but like imagine the first dude who mixed it.
It still
he's like, what if a peanut
good.
And a grape fuck? Then you're like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Those textures right. are awful.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. What? But what's another one that's just like fucking... Dude, ham and mayonnaise. Yuck. It sounds disgusting. Best thing in the whole world.
I'm trying to think, what are some other sauces?
Dude, who's the first motherfucker to make a sandwich? Holy shit. Think about that. Motherfucker took bread and was like, all right, let's put some pig on this bitch. And his wife was like, shut the fuck up, Ronald. And he's like, oh yeah? Watch this, bitch. And put it on fucking... And then, dude, the first guy to fuck up and make a grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Holy shit. First motherfucker to fuck up and make a goddamn pizza? He was like, oh, you know what? I'm thinking of, I don't have a full slice of, I don't have two slices of bread. Let me take one slice of bread and mash it. And then he's like, I don't know, man. Some
isn't
cheese.
Crazy? All these are just come from like high ideas. They're just like guys riffing. Like pizza is pizza now today because somebody was like, oh, bread. What do we put in the marinara? That's good. Yo, melt some cheese on them. Holy shit.
I know. It's
the
really,
riffing.
It's all riff. It's all riff. But I mean, all this stuff, dude. And then someone was like, let's make Detroit style pizza. And everyone's like, what, with a gun? He's like, hold on, sit down.
Everybody's just riffing.
Everyone's riffing.
What is this?
Secret Including sock? Us. Secret right. sock.
Secret sock just says pick one.
All right.
Oh, God.
See his pussy. Cucumber salad.
Stop.
Bulldog rock.
You know what's crazy?
This is the most jack thing that's.
What's crazy is not only is the food AI, but so is the girl.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the juiciest pussy AI food.
Almond.
That's
fruit
awful.
Fruit pastry dessert.
Terrible. Oh!
Which one has the
come
juiciest
on, man.
Pussy? Cucumber salad.
Not that.
Bulldog ramen.
Oh,
throat goat
fruit
right
pastry
there.
Pastry dessert.
I mean, it's obviously
which one has the juiciest?
The girl narrating.
No. I think I'm like men now. This is honestly vile to me. Ugh. Oh, it's like makes me nauseous.
All right, during the pandemic, you're down bad. You're three drinks deep. Which one are you cracking?
The camera. I mean, all right, okay. During the pandemic, three drinks deep. Go ahead. I think her. I think the yellow one.
The yellow one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already, it looks like someone already beat you to it. But you know what's crazy is the noodle one is like slopping and topping, but also so much teeth.
Yeah.
Can we AI those out of here?
Yeah, I don't, it makes me, I think this is the only one that doesn't make me nauseous.
Oh, they all have teeth.
Oh, this is disgusting. But yeah, pandemic, three drinks in.
We're so far away from the narrative of life.
Oh, in this moment right now?
I know. No, with that, like that video is just on. You know what I mean? Like some kid is like 4 years old and he's scrolling, he's watching this.
Yeah, Cocomelon into this.
Some guy's getting the birds and the bees learning about AI fruit fucking.
Do people even get birds and the bees talks anymore?
No. I think kids know more about it than adults.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like birds and the bees. Already know it. Already fucking know everything about it.
There's probably a lot of kids who are getting the birds and the bees from like those AI fruit videos. Have you seen those? They're everywhere.
Yeah. We played some. They honestly, like, it might be a good idea. I don't know. They consume everything else that's digital. Why not give them the birds and bees talk?
Yeah.
Did we do it?
Guys.
This is the most disturbing video that I've ever seen.
This has been an installment of Stiff Socks Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. As always say, you guys are the reason that...
That's the Patreon.
All right. I'll take it from here.
Guys, thank you so much, man. That is another motherfucking installment of the Stiff Socks Podcast. Ups, downs, lefts, rights, like freaking Bitcoin. Is Bitcoin even around? Who freaking knows? Guys, Pringles, sour cream and onion. Everyone orders Chipotle weird, but me and Alex. That's it. We love you. Till next motherfucking Wednesday, Friday. Got a big old
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.